here at the NFL Scouting Combine with us. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, how has the whole transition been and everything?
It's been good. You know, it's transitions are always exciting. They're a little bit tough because your family's back in Pennsylvania and you're here in Houston. And there's some separation there. But as far as working with the people we're working with in Houston, the staff that we have there, working with Rick Smith, it's just been it's been fantastic.
Have you spent most of your time up till now evaluating the current roster and potential free agents and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think the first thing you do when you get a job like this is you've got to, you know, take your time putting together a really good staff. We feel like we have a really strong staff of coaches, and then at the same time you're evaluating the current roster, and so that takes a long time. And that was basically the first month and a week on the job, and then you start diving into this process. The draft process is what we're doing now.
After looking at everything that happened last season with the Texans and evaluating that, what can you take from that as you move forward into 2014?
Well, you know, again, I think it's hard on film to really, say you can pinpoint exactly, you know, why they lost games and things like that. I think you have to see these guys for yourself run around on grass, and that's important. But on film, you can see the turnovers and some penalties at times where they shouldn't have got a penalty and things like that. So I think we've got to try to do the best we can to correct those. There were a lot of close games, and they came out on the wrong end of the close games, and that's kind of the deal in this league. You've got to try to win those close ones.
What about this draft process now, having the number one pick? You can take anybody you want. That's a good thing, but it's also got to make it a very difficult decision.
Well, again, it's a team decision. It's always going to be a decision that's best for the Houston Texans. You know, whatever we do, we're always going to look for someone who's team-oriented, smart, tough, understands what it means to work hard and be a good teammate. And I think, again, that's what we're doing here is we're evaluating. It takes a long time. It's a long process. It's a lot of hours that go into it. And it's fun to work with Rick on this because Rick has obviously had a ton of experience and done a great job drafting. And so I'm learning a lot from him and having a good time working with him on it.
Here at the Combine, what's the most important aspect of this whole series of events for you?
That's an interesting question, Mark. I think about that a lot. I think really the 15-minute interview for me is a pretty good deal because I'm able to talk football with these guys and try to dig down a little bit and see what they initially what they know about football. I think the other important part of it here, the medical exams. You know, when you have your doctors here, your team of doctors, and they're looking at all these prospects, I think that's a really important part. I think the on-the-field stuff is good for certain positions, but again, they're running around in their underwear, so they're not hitting anybody, so it's a little bit different that way. But the whole process is a good one.
Can you give me an example of a question you might ask a prospect in one of these interviews?
Sure. You know, I ask them a lot of football questions. You know, we watch tape. If it's a quarterback, you know, what's the coverage here? What's the formation? What was your play call? Why'd you change the play? What was your read? I mean, there are a lot of different questions. It's kind of a fun. It's a fun meeting. You know, it's not a meeting that's really tense. It's just talking football, which is what I love to do and what most of these prospects love to do. So those are some of the things we ask.
And personality sparks might fly in a positive way. That could weigh into decision-making too,
right?
Yeah,
you do. You see how a guy reacts to a question. Maybe there's a play that went wrong, and he'll react to it in a competitive way and tell you kind of what went wrong on that play. So, yeah, there are different things that come up in the conversation that are pretty neat to see the reaction of the prospect.
Coach, you're going to get asked a lot about the quarterback situation. What can you share with us right now on that?
Well, the quarterback situation in Houston is what it is. You know, we have three quarterbacks there, I've met with all three of those guys, and at that position, we're just looking for guys that are competitive, smart. They're going to make good decisions, and we'll move from there. You know, we're evaluating all the quarterbacks in the draft, obviously. There are a lot more than three or four quarterbacks. There's a ton of quarterbacks in the draft that you have to take a look at. So that's where it's at right now.
One more for you. How do you balance evaluating free agents and this draft process? Because one comes before the other.
Yeah, it's true. You know, the free agency starts on March 11th. I think the first thing you do is you figure out your own team initially by evaluating the film of the current roster as much as you can. We did that. And then after that, we come together as a staff and say, okay, this is what we believe we need. These are our needs on both sides of the ball on special teams, and then that's when you get to free agency in this process and who are the players out there that fit those needs the best.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck.
You got it, Mark. Thank you.